Hello there. We all like new things, don't we? How about a new year? Paul was having lots of fun visiting his grandparents at the farm where his father grew up. Now it was New Year's Day, and he was about to go into the barn to feed the horse. He stopped when he noticed all the nail holes in the door.
What are you staring at, Paul?
Oh, Dad, I was just wondering what all these nail holes were doing in Grandpa's barn door. This door is full of scars.
Well, Paul, when I was a boy, I made those holes in that door.
You did that, and Grandpa let you?
It happened like this, Paul. Every new year, I would try to turn over a new leaf. I would try my best to be good, to stop doing wrong things. Then, before I knew it, I would spoil it all doing something wrong. A lie, meanness, anger, cheating, or even stealing, or maybe bad thoughts. Whatever the sin, I always felt bad. Then one day, I had an idea. I decided I would get a hammer and a nail and pound a nail in this barn door every time I did something wrong to remind me to try harder to be good.
Did it work?
Not for long. I kept doing wrong things and pounding in nails.
Then what did you do?
Every new year, I would pull out all the old nails and start all over again. It was a lot of work pulling out those old nails. When I did, I'd remember some of those wrong things and feel bad. The memory was like the scar in that door. Then one day, something wonderful happened. I was in a Bible class when I heard what I longed to hear, the words of God.
We are saved by faith in Christ, not by the good things we do. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. He himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Cruel men nailed him to the cross, but Jesus came to life again on the third day, and he said, "Look at my hands and feet." Then his disciples saw the nail scars, and they knew that Jesus was their living, risen Savior.
Right then, Paul, I received Jesus as my own Savior.
Would you two like to have the new life that Jesus gives? Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I need the new life that you give. Come into my heart. Forgive me for the wrong things I've done, and make me a child of God. Thank you for your gift of everlasting life. Amen.